Radio Prague News.
The Constitutional Court has rejected a complaint put forward by smaller parties and upheld last year's municipal election in Prague. The country's largest betting and lottery company, Sazka, has been declared bankrupt. And hockey's Chinitz staved off elimination in their semifinal series against Slavia on Monday, winning a score of 6-1. The Constitutional Court has rejected a complaint put forward by smaller parties contesting last year's municipal election in Prague. The European Democrats, Green Party and Public Affairs, along with eight individuals, had argued that changes made by the prior Civic Democrat-dominated assembly, dividing Prague into seven election districts, had hurt their election chances. Constitutional Court Judge Jiří Nikodým, reading the court's ruling on Tuesday, said the change to the election system had had an impact on the results, but said that the plaintiffs had not been able to prove intent. Last year's municipal election was won by Topo 9, but the party was left out in the cold after failing to reach a deal with either the Civic or Social Democrats, who eventually agreed to a power-sharing agreement of their own. The Municipal Court of Prague has declared lottery and betting giant Sazka bankrupt. A meeting of creditors is to be held on May 26th, after which time the court will rule on a form of bankruptcy administration. Creditors who have not yet reported outstanding debts are to do so within 30 days. According to the insolvency register, Sazka has roughly 1.4 billion crowns in overdue debts owed to 26 companies. The company is primarily overburdened by repayments for the giant sports hall built in Prague for the 2004 World Ice Hockey Championships and has recently had trouble paying its lottery jackpot winners. Sazka itself had also applied to declare bankruptcy. A fiscal inspection of the Defense Ministry has shown that purchases via intermediaries over the last 6 years have cost the army roughly 1.5 billion crowns. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra told reporters on Tuesday that the waste had been the result of a preference for exploiting available funds rather than fulfilling real needs, and presented an amendment allowing the direct purchase of military technology from abroad. That amendment is one of the key points of the government's policy statement and the coalition agreement. Military commerce with foreign countries must currently be handled by third-party intermediaries. In sports news and in hockey, regular season winners Chinitz staved off the elimination in their best-of-seven semifinal series against Slavia on Monday, winning convincingly by a score of 6-1. Forward Martin Ružička proved to be a key player in the match, scoring 4 goals in the game. The win cuts Slavia's lead in the series to 3-2. The Prague team will have a second chance to close the door on Chinitz on Wednesday evening or face a Game 7. The winner of the series will meet Vítkovice in the final. And now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be warm and sunny, with daytime temperatures reaching 15 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.